Zeg niks meer Xavi Lauri, Jacob is op het punt. Ze zeggen niks meer Daniel Trainer, pas je show forward. Okay, welcome everybody. Is Dr. Levy on? Dr. Levy? Can we just call him? Hi, okay, we're on Zoom. Okay, I'm just letting you know. Okay, very good. So today we're having the shiur on Parshas Ekev to complete, so there shouldn't be any gap between the zman that we had on Hilchos Beit HaMitzarim and the zman that Beis Hashem we're going to have on Inyanei Tzitzis and Nida coming up, starting the shiur. We'll be starting Bezus Hashem this coming Wednesday, B'Sha'a Tova, Hilchos Nida at 10 o'clock in the morning on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Hilchos Tzitzis on the rest of the week, Mondays at 1:30, and Wednesdays 1:30, and Thursdays 1:30, and Tuesdays at 11. And Sunday, we have a special Sunday Limud. We'll let you know about that. That's on 11 o'clock on Sundays. Oh, today's the Yahrzeit, Rabbi Goldstein wants to point out that today's the Yahrzeit of Reb Chaim Rizker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. The Shabbos should have an aliyah. Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shein, Rosh Yeshua Valak. Torah tells us, Vaya Ekev Tishmuhim, Eis HaMishpatim HaElu, Shmartem HaSisim Osam, Shama Hashem Lekecha Osam, Bris VaZachesed, V'Shem Shema Lavosecha. So we have Schar, the Torah tells us, in Olam Hazeh. So let's focus just a little bit about what it means, Ekev Tishmuin. Right, the famous Rashi says it means the mitzvos that people trample on with their feet because they don't consider it so chashuv. The Rabbi Bechaya discusses the concept of schar halicha, but I'd like to show you something in the Sefer Biyos HaBoker by Rav Shaul Brach on page 10 and page 11. In the packet. So let's take a look. Ekev Tishmon on page 11. Yesh lomar tishmon miloshon havana. You know, we have a phrase in English. Someone will say, I hear you, I hear you. You know, what does it mean, I hear you? It doesn't just mean it's audible. I hear means I understand what you're saying. Right? That's a phrase that people say in English. Oh, I don't know if it's good English or not good English, but it's, I hear you, I hear you. What do you mean you hear me? I know you hear me. It means I understand what you say. So Tishmon is, says the Rav Shaul Brach, Yishlom Tishmon Miloshen Havana. Farshtay, as we say in Yiddish. Farshtay. Ke'en HaKosov Kisosh. Shomei Yosef HaKosov Kishomei Avdecha. So he shows you different psukim in Chumash and Tanakh, where that's what the word shomea means. I have havan in what you say. Because of a Rambam. Now, it's interesting. There is a phrase, and to tell you the truth, it's not 100% clear who the author of the following phrase was. Some say it's the Rambam, even though I think I once discussed with Professor Dinstag. He was a big scholar in the Rambam. He was a librarian in YU. He's no longer with us. And I think I once asked him about this, that he didn't think we'd have necessarily a source that the Rambam actually said it. But the phrase is, Ein simcha kataras hasfekus. It's, when a person has a suffix about something and then gets clarity about it, that's good for a psychologist, a phrase for a psychologist. Ain't simcha kataras hasfekas. Person's not sure about something. whether he's dating somebody, he's not sure, should he continue, not continue, or he doesn't know, should he take the job, not take the job, you know, all these things in life. So there's a phrase that's quoted in different sources, Rabbi Mandelbaum showed me in the Tshuva's Ramah, I was heard from Rabbi Eisenman, Shem Rav Yisrael Molson in the Prima Gadim and Hilchas Chanukah, and it's often called Kemaymar HaChacham. You know, we don't exactly know who this Chacham was. Again, there is a theory that it's the Rambam for some reason, but it doesn't really matter, I guess, who said it, but it's definitely an emistic thing. The person is besupuk about something, and then he feels he has clarity. He has clarity. That's the phrase of Ein Simcha Kataras HaSveikas. So the Rav Shaul Bruch says, Kfar Kosov HaRambam, Shein Simcha Ba'olam Kataras HaSveikas, Ra'amru Chazal, Ein V'Haya Ela Loshon Simcha. Right? Right? The Gemara says that Haya is Loshon Simcha. Vayihi is Loshon Tzar, and V'Haya is Loshon Simcha. So V'Haya Ekev Tishmon means Zaya Sheyes Simcha Ekev Tishmon Sher Tavinu Fisha Yasigu B'Torah. In other words, if a person is working on something in Torah and he feels he has clarity now, originally he wasn't sure what it meant, what the idea was, and now he feels he has clarity, so that brings Simcha. That's the phrase of Vayah Ekev Tishmon Ein Simcha Kataras HaSveikus. She has simcha ekev tishmon. In other words, v'haya is also simcha ekev tishmon means tishmon again. When you have havana, you have understanding. Fi she yasigu b'torah. Mikro mole he betilim, and that's a pasuk of tilim. Bikudei Hashem yisharim samchei leiv. He mevin tamid margi shehem yisharim. Chsiv simcha le'ish b'mana piv. V'dvar be'ito matov. Right? The Yumta Gimel Tevos Elu, Rashi Tevos Gimel Elu, Vahaya Egev Tishmon Heim Ito, Sheyizku Bomar Dover Be Ito. So that's the idea, that you have Havana, that causes Simcha, or you have clarity, something, either in learning or in a life situation, that brings clarity to a person. And, you know, a part of this, you know, is, you know, what it says over here, on page 4, the pasuk says, Baruch ti yad mikol ha'amim, lo yeh v'cha akar v'akaru v'btecha. So it's, you won't be infernal, you'll be bullied. But the behemoths will be. But it's interesting that besides the physical akar and akara, the Gemara in Bukharis on page 7 says the following. Amar Eish Lakish on page Memdala and Beis in Bukharis on page 7. Amar Eish Lakish may dixiv lo yeh b'cha akar v'akara v'techa emasai lo yeh b'cha akar v'zman sheh b'heptecha Amar Eishu b'leivu yeh akar min ha-talmidim. Meaning, Oya Akar means that you'll have a bracha to have Talmidim. You won't be sterile with the lack of Talmidim. And then another drasha, Vakara, Shalotei Tfiloscha Akura Lefnei Hamakom, that your tfila will be potent. Or Rashi says, Shalotei Tfiloscha Akura Vashetispala Albonim Te Nishmas Tfiloscha. So this is now we can put together this idea of Talmidim, because we know the Chazal tell us be Talmida Yosef Bikula, that the person, you know, the Gemara says in Tanya is Harbe Lamarati Me Rabosai and they learn from Me Chaverai, but be Talmida Yosef Bikula, because. So the So 1 second. So the so Talmida Yosef Mikula. So that works in wood because Vaya Ekiv Tishbon, we said, means understanding, Havana. And so the person works hard, he has Havana. Hashem says that I'm going to give you a bracha to have Talmidim. Because when you have Talmidim, you have more Havana. Because when you have Talmidim, you have a, you know, back and forth, questions and answers, and that could lead to even more clarity. So Vaya Ekiv Tishbon means a person works hard to try to understand something and learning. Right, so then what's going to be the bracha? Lo yebecha akar v'akara. You won't have a situation where you will be lacking talmidim, because talmidim is the ultimate vehicle, you know, or a chavrusa or somebody to talk it with, and when you're able to. Be able to speak to someone else about what you're learning, so that brings in even greater clarity. So the person has already Ekev Tishmon, so Hashem says, I'm going to even send you more. From all you have a car, besides the idea of being infertile, it's that you have Talmidim, lo ya'akar min ha-talmidim, v'lo t'fitei t'filosha akura, and your tefillah will be potent as well. And that's the idea. And then the Torah and if you want to see it, this on page 8 in Tain Zayin Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says Amar Rav Chanina Harbe Lamarti Mi Rebosai Mechaveirai Yosef Mimebosai Umitalmida Yosef Mikulum in Tainus Andav Zayin. And that's also the Torah says Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel Umeharer Tachsov the Choshes. That's page 5 going on to page 6. Eretz Asher Lo So literally means there'll be stones of barzel, you know, metal stones. But the Gemara says in Tainus and Dav Zayin, another bracha, where it says, Amar Rav, on page 8 in Zayin Amar Aleph, the first bracket, Amar Rav Chanina, may dechsi barzel barzel yachad.
That
two Talmidei Chachamim are Chadeid Zeh Zeh B'Halacha. So that's the same idea that we said before. We Talmidei Yosef Mikulam, and you have two people who are speaking and learning. So that's the, and this works in good with the Rav Shaul Brach, because Ekev Tishbon means this is the whole idea of a person's learning, and he's going to have special brachas to get added clarity in his learning. Ayah, Lashon Simcha, Ekev Tishbon, you can understand it. And what's going to, either you could, because you were toiling, or it's a bracha or a kiyum of the idea of Oyebacha Akar min ha-talmidim, and Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel, Avoneha is the Talmidei Chachamim that are Mechadeid Zeh et Zeh B'Halacha. And that's the Gemara Titus here on page 9. Amalei Rabba Ravashi Atun Mehasan Masnisla Ana Mehal Masnisla Kasi Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel Al Tikra Avaneha Ela Boneha. And that's the binyan of the Talmidei Chachamim Shemechadin Zed Zeh B'Halach. Now, we last week in Parshas Veschanan we read the Parsha of Shema, the first Parsha. And this week we read the second parsha, Vayam Shamo Tishmu. So the question that's raised is, what does it say in Parshas Shema? V'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. Three things: b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. And Akev says b'chol avavchem and b'chol nafshechem, but the Farshim point out that it doesn't say b'chol me'odeichem. And what's the why is that lacking? And you know, and Chazal tell us b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha, either me'odecha, like Rabbi Lech once spoke about it, b'chol me'odecha, b'chol mamoncha. Is one opinion of Chazal, as Rabbi Lech pointed out, or b'chol me'odecha. Another opinion of Rabbi Lech pointed out, Chazal say b'chol mida mida, that you should praise Hashem b'chol mida mida shemodei lecha. But we're going to see perhaps another pshat based on the Maral and the Shem Yishmuel about what does it mean b'chol me'odecha. And again, the question is, how come b'chol me'odecha, me'odechem, was not mentioned in the second parsha of Kriya Shema in Parshas Akif? And that's the question. So we have two questions. What does b'chol me'odecha means exactly, and why is it not deleted in the second parsha and not in the first parsha? So the Shem Yishmuel has a unique idea based on, and this we could tie in to the thing that we were discussing before about Talmidei Chachamim Mechadim Zedze B'Halacha, and the idea of Lo Yemecha Akar, the Lo Tehei Tfiloscha Akura. So we know the famous Chazal in Parshas Vayishlach, page 15, Gemara Shabbos on the Gimel of the Days. I'm a whole especially see Vayevo Yaakov Sholem, right? Yaakov comes back Sholem. The Gemara says Sholem beGufo, Sholem beMamono, Sholem beToroso, right? Yaakov comes back. Parshas Yishlach. Sholem beGufo. His body was totally Sholem beMamono beToroso. So the Maral the Prague in the Chidush HaGadol, page 16, going on over to page 17. Discusses what this means. Sholem Begufo. So look what the Maral says on page 17. Sholem Begufo Perish Shehaya Hashkachas Hashem Yisparach Alav. In other words, Gufo means that Hashem had Hashkacha on it, had a Gufo. Umamono, the Sichlo, Shalom B'Gufo, and Shalom B'Mamono, Shalom B'Toroso. B'Toroso is his learning, his Seichel. Sichlo, he Toroso. So he says these are the three parts of a person. The guf, the mamon, and the seichel. Elu gimel dvarim hen kol achalokim hashayachim al ha'odam, shenizkuru. Because a person's body, then his mamon means his possessions, and his shalom b'tarasu is his intellect, his seichel. So he says, Maral, that it says, b'chol avavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol b'odecha, v'ein chelek achesh hashayach l'odam yosem me'el gol achalokim. Ki adam yishlo guf umamon v'tora. The dovizem u'm ma'od. So me'odechem is your inner being. Odecha is your seichel, is your Torah. That's how the Maral Miprag explains it. Chol vavcho v'chol mavshecho v'chol odecha is parallel to sholem b'gufo, sholem b'mamono, sholem b'torasa. That's how the Maral explains. So, what is this idea? So, if you look in the Shem Yishmuel on page 21, it says, Mefarshim diktiku lama lo nema b'parshas v'yom shemo b'chol lo dechem. How come it doesn't say b'chol lo dechem? Inish shenema b'parshas shema. V'kame terutzum nemer b'zeh. Dira od lomar, dinei b'chol lo vavcho b'chol nafshecho lo dechem perish maral Shoshlosha Eilu Magbilim Laguf and Nefesh Vesecha. So he says like this: Vine Indian Tzibur, concept of a Tzibur, Huliyos Kulam Ki Isha Echad. It's one unified body. Balkain Yesh Bekarbonis at Tzibur, Mashem Bekarbonis at Shutfe. So there's a difference between a Tzibur and a Shutuf. Shutuf are partners. There's still multiple units. A Tzibur, even though it's many people, but it's one conglomerate. It's one unit. That's why there's certain, we're going to see that the Chazal tell us the Korban Mincha, Nefesh Kisakrit Mincha, Nefesh is one person. Korban Mincha can only, as we'll see, Chazal tell us, Chachma speaks about this, that a Korban Mincha is only brought either by a Yachid or by a Tzibur, because it has to be one unit. Shutufim cannot bring a Korban Mincha, because that's many different parts. Comes together to be one person. He says, when it comes to Seichel, we can never be totally unified in Seichel, because everyone has his own way of thinking about things. And then he quotes the Zohar, which we have here on page 20. Zohar Kodesh, Noda Bashar Baila, Tolchan Lefum Mad Bashar Belibe. So he says, Afshi yesh chaburus chaburus shal tzadikim b'furish b'midrashim zor kodesh hayin mitzad b'chinas alev v'nefesh. He says, you could have his chaburus with the lev and the nefesh. Shekho Yisrael elem lev echel avim shem b'shamayim. He says, even the guf, you would say a guf is separate. Everyone's guf is separate. He says, no. A guf shay chibur. It's like Eretz Yisrael is a place that all the gufim could come. So it's besach the guf. But b'chinas haseichel ain't shay chibur shokolecha daito la'atzma. Okay, mitzad haseichel kol tzadik v'tzadik, page 22. Dos lo mo dor lufnei l'fi chvodo. He says, "Okay, Parsha Shema is Loshen Yochid. After Hashem Mokecha, Chol Levav, Chol V'Chol Nafshecha, it's Loshen Yochid. Demer Shaiach Lomar B'Chol. So therefore, B'Chol Nodecha. So everyone can think. Everyone thinks for himself how he thinks, how he sees things, how he understands things. Shuegah Hasicha. Of a Parsha Shaya, she has her Letzibur. The Parsha Shaya is has her Letzibur. Can Parsha Rashi?" But from that's the parsha of Lashon Rab and Tzibur. And Tzibur is Ein Mitzad HaSeichel, Kein Lo Yitzdach, Omer B'chol Modechem, Kein HaSeichel, Shem Mitzad HaSeichel, Einu Nikra Tzibur. Because again, what is a Tzibur? Tzibur is many Yechidim who weld to become one. But when it comes to the aspect of a Seichel, so everyone still thinks, it has his own way of thinking of things. So it never makes that one unit of Tzibur when it comes to the Seichel. So therefore, says the Shem Yishmuel, I'll pee the Maral, that the Parsha Rishona, it says, which is Beverly Yachid, is Mechol Levav, Mechol 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 Medecha. But Parsha is for Ayam Shemoa, in Mechol Levav, Mechol Mechol, but not Mechol Modecha. Because can never create a din tzibur. So again, tzibur means many yechidim coming together to have one unit, and there'll still be a individuality in the way people think. And that's perhaps the idea that we said before of why is it so important that to have havana to be able to be mechadeg zed zeh b'halacha, or to have talmidim, because when you have colleagues or talmidim, So everyone's going to think about something from a different perspective. And therefore, that's going to bring clarity, because he can look at it in a way you didn't look at it that way. And that could bring clarity to your understanding. And that's why, if you really want to have Ekev Tishmon and have full Havana and full Simcha, then Lo Yebecha Akara. Then you have to have, can't be Akor Min HaTalmidim. And then also, as we said before, Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel, says Chazal, Al Tikre Avaneha El Boneha. And that's the idea of Talmidei Chachamim Mechadid Zer Zer B'Halacha. Because if you Mechadid Zer Zer B'Halacha, means that everyone is going to bring their unique perspective to the table. And that's going to be able to give more clarity, because everyone thinks in a unique way. If you think in a unique way, that could bring clarity to something that you didn't otherwise understand. And this idea of the Korban Mincha, as we said before, is over here on page 24, H9 is not in Isorin Echad, that you can't have Shutfim in Korban Mincha. And then there's a famous Meshach Chachma that Pasuk in Yishayahu on page 23, that the Navi was giving Musa to the people, and he was calling them Tzinei Snow. He was comparing them to stone. And he said, your korbanos are fraudulent. And so the Meshach Chachma on page 26 says, so why was it that Yidavka picked the Korban Mincha and the Ketoros to say they were fraudulent? Because says the Meshach Chachma on page 26, because these two korbanos highlight the idea of bringing people together into one unit. That the Korban Mincha, as we said, can only be brought by a Yachid or by a Tzibur, because the Tzibur is like a Yachid. But because it says Nefesh, Lashon Yachid, other Shutfis, and Ketoros, as Chazal tell us, Ketoros has different type of spices, and even the Chelbana, that doesn't have a good smell, but it becomes part of the conglomerate of the Tzibur, it also becomes Recha Tov as well. But if you people are not acting in a way of unity, then the Ketoros really is a Toeva, because then it's not coming together. And the Mincha is not coming together. It's a Mincha, as Rabbi Abel pointed out, I heard this from Rabbi Abel many years ago. It's a Mincha Shav, it's a Ketoros Toeva. And that's the idea. B'chol Vavachol, B'chol Nafshecha. But there's always going to be that unique quality of B'chol Ma'odecha that applies to the Parsha of Shema. But in the Parsha of Ayam Shemoa, it's never going to come together that everyone should think the same. And it's healthy to have different perspectives on things. It's always good to hear how someone else thinks about something, someone else's perspective about something. And that's the idea of having chavrusas, having b'chadim zeh zeh b'halacha. That ultimately will bring the ultimate simcha, because the ultimate simcha is the clarity, is the havana. Ekev Tishmon. Tishmon, the Rav Shaul Brach says, Tishmon means I hear, meaning I understand what you're saying. I hear you. Not that you're audible versus not audible. Sometimes on the Zoom, sometimes I can't hear. I literally mean I can't hear you because you're not audible, because you're a mute. But hearing means I hear you. I understand what you say. And that's the ultimate simcha, as it's brought down, whoever the source of this is. Ain't simcha kataras asvekas. So we should always have in life the ability to be a set, to bounce ideas off of other people and be able to have conversation. And that's what Rav Goldrich Zatzal, Rashiv of Kermiavda, would say. Always like to quote the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, of Shnaim Sheyoshvim Bein Beinem Divrei Torah, Harei Moshe Leitzim. So Goldrich would always say, Moshe Leitzim? That's not a Moshe Leitzim. Two people are sitting, they're not learning. Why is that a Moshe Leitzim? He said, to me, he said it's a Hebrew, obviously. To me, a Moshe Leitzim means when you have a couple of people sitting around the table with cans of beer, with their feet on the table, joking around. That's a Moshe Leitzim. Why is this a Moshe Leitzim? So he said, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner explained that Ein Beinehem Divrei Torah doesn't mean they weren't learning, but there was no dialogue. Ein Beinehem, because each one didn't both machshiv what the other one had to say. But that's just the opposite of what we're saying over here. And that's what Rav Chutna says. Like, tzonis means you take something that's choshev and you mach choizik from it. You say it's not choshev. But the idea is that everyone has a different way of thinking, a different way of approaching things. You might still disagree. You might still disagree. But at least to hear what the other person has to say, sometimes more than that can bring added clarity in what you're learning as well. And therefore, we should all be zoicha, ha'yayikiv tishmur, simcha that comes from havana and understanding, and not only in learning, but all situations in life where we have to make a decision, we have to clarify things, and we should always have ability to speak to somebody about it and come to the bracha of the ha'yayikiv tishmur and oyevcha akar, bakorov v'techa, Eretz Asher Avonah Barzel. This is Ekev Tishmon, and the Simcha is brought down in Rav Shol Rach and other places. Ein Simcha Kataras Asherikos. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. It's good to see everyone. And next week, the Chumash Shir normally is part of the Thursday Shir. The Thursday Shir is 1:30 to 2:30. So from 2 to 2:30 is the Chumash part of the Shir. And then we daven mincha. Those that are actually physically here could join us for mincha. Maybe people from Eretz Yisrael could be davening Maariv at that point.
Before we daven Maariv.
Yeah, right. Okay, you should have a good Shabbos. Simcha bracha, bracha vatzlacha, Rav Harari. It's good that you're on. We'd love to for you to come back to New York to be able to be with us.
Shkar.
Okay, Ferrari, we'd love to see you as well.
Shkar Hassan.
We thank Rabbi Levy for being here as well, Rabbi Meir Kesselman as well, Rabbi Katan, Rabbi Anstreich, and Rabbi Kenner, and of course, Rabbi Goldstein, who's, we have to give Rabbi Goldstein credit, because Rabbi Goldstein was the one who said we should have the Chumash Shir the whole year. I used to stop at Emor, because that's when the semester ended, at Emor. And then when I wrote my Sefer Bamidbar, I had to work harder. That's why the Sefer Bamidbar is thicker than the Sefer and other things, because I wasn't saying Shiur Bamidbar, so I had to work harder on Bamidbar. And Devarim already, half of Devarim already back for the new year. But Ezra Hashem should all be well. Okay. Good Shabbos. Brachot v'hatzlacha.
Shabbos. Thank you.
Kol tov.
Travis, I mean.
Travis. Okay, Rav Aaron, good to see you. Rav Yosef Katan.
Good Travis, Ravi.
Okay, Rav Yosef, you'll be joining us for Tzitzis, Bezer Hashem.
God willing. We'll see. I'm not sure yet. Thank you.
Okay, we'd love to have you. You add a lot to this year.
Sure, thank you.
So,
again. What do we say? Let me just. Oh, yeah.